When you were in the Navy, what were you on a ship? What do you remember? What ship that was?
Actually, it was a landing ship with a number. That's it. It didn't have a name, and it was more of a ferry boat. We just ferried soldiers all around the Pacific from Pearl Harbor. I was put on at Pearl Harbor. It had a dinky little radar set, and I was trained to run the kind of radars that were on the battleships. So it wasn't much for me to do, and I ended up just taking radio watches for the radio crew.
Mm-hmm.
And we went from Pearl Harbor all the way across to the island of Guam, past Iwo Jima, after the Battle of Iwo Jima, and ended up in Guam, where the hospital ships were bringing casualties from Okinawa to the hospital complex on the island of Guam. And then we went to Saipan and watched the B-29s flying over Saipan on their way to Tokyo, and ended up at Okinawa after the battle was secured. But it was a very sad time, because there was still the threat of what do we call them? Those night attacks from. We were just waiting for the word that the war was over.
I see.
I'll show you a picture of that tub. It was 55 men. One year in the States and another year overseas.
What did you do when you were in the States?
Going to school.
Oh.
Training.
Okay.
Smoking cigarettes. I was crossing. We had the worst typhoons, I think, in the history of the weather in the Pacific. When we got to Guam, in a floating dry dock in Guam, was this 700-foot cruiser that lost over 50 feet of the bow, just took right off. And I saw aircraft carriers with the flight deck bent up. The weather was just a terrible time during World War II. And we were like a pea pod floating around on the water. That thing that you saw, number 449, you couldn't sink it.
That's good.
Yeah, it was just flat bottom. Hey guys, we had that dinky little radar that they tried to use to keep us in our convoy formation. And they had a terrible time trying to keep that thing going. trying to help the skipper up on the open conning tower, knowing whether he's getting close to the rest of the convoy or not, you know. Very hard to steer. But it had twin props, so that helped the steering.